Okay. So, now we really see the Daniel dream interpreter. Great story. Okay? So, Uvishnat Shtayim, Malchut Nebuchadnezzar, Chalam Nebuchadnezzar, Chalomot, Vatitpaem Rucho Ushnato Nihyata Alav. He has a dream, and
we're picking up exactly where we are.
Yes, exactly where we are. Perek Bet. Right? And his, right? Vatitpaem Rucho. He is stressed out. Okay? Now, besides for the fact that we're about to see a king who has a dream and it's going to be interpreted by a Jew, okay, what else here indicates to you that we have just entered Yosef territory? It's also the actual language, right? It's also that the words are the same, right? So you get... Vahi vaboker vatipaem rucho. That's reading from Daniel, right? That's reading from Yosef, right? Now, yes, you thought I was reading Daniel, but no, I was reading Yosef with Paro. Okay, these words are right. Okay,
nice.
I don't know why that.
Fine. Vayomer Hamelech.
It's not like every king of the Jews is such a big town.
Likro lachartumim. Now let me read you the continuing of the pasuk I just read in Yosef. Vayishlach vayikra elchol chartumim Mitzrayim. Okay. Have I convinced you yet? Okay, we can do this every word, but okay, right? We are in Yosef territory. So, Vayomer Hamelech Likro Lachartumim LaShafim VaMachshiv Vim LaKasdim LaGid LaMelech HaLomotav VaYavo VaYamdu Lifnei Hamelech. But here there is a twist. Paro, what did Paro do to Yosef? And what did he say to him?
Help us!
Help us! Help us with what? Here's my dream. Nebuchadnezzar pulls a new one on him, which is, tell me my dream. Not tell me what my dream means, tell me my dream. Now there is a big machlokas mafarshim here, whether whether he knew what his dream was, and he was testing them, or he also forgot his dream. Now, this is a machlokas.
Like,
if you look
at, knew it was an important dream.
Correct. And he was bothered. Like, he knew something happened, he didn't remember what. And Rashi says, he quotes in the Midrash that picks up nicely on this, and he says, the reason I'll prove it to you is because in Yosef it says, Vatipa emrucho, and here it says, Vatitpa emrucho, which means, the way the Midrash reads it, there was a double, right? There's a double mystery here, right? There's a double shock. He knows it was a dream, he didn't remember what it is.
Right.
Right? But this is, right, so there's a big machlokas reshown in the weather. He's lying, he's testing them. Okay. So like the Mitzvah's David said, no, he really forgot it. That's what he's so stressed out about. Right? Okay. Vayomer lahem amelech, chalom chalamti, vatipaem ruchi ladad et achalom. I've had this dream and I'm stressed out. What is my dream? What is going on? And now you have this wonderful moment. You were wondering when the Aramaic would start. And the answer is, it starts now. Vayedabru hakazdim lamelech aramit. The kazdim, these Chaldean scholars, began speaking Aramaic. Guess what? Now it continues in Aramaic. Now the book changes. At that moment, when it says he starts speaking Aramaic, the whole book switches into Aramaic. It's like, you know, it's like, well, yes. We have now entered into the Wizard of Oz, right? There's just that moment, and color enters, or in this case, black and white enters, right? And
is it like a different like kind of story?
Good. So this is I don't even know whose shir I was listening to because I just like downloaded hours and hours of shir from my drive from Cleveland to Rochester. But
when did that?
What? 2 weeks ago. Because there's no direct flights, and I was calling residence Rochester. I was speaking in Cleveland, so I drove. It's about a four-hour drive, 3:45. But anyway, so I was listening to a shir.
Hey,
how you feeling? So the person pointed out, it was a shir about how language functions in Tzach, specifically Aramaic. Actually, no, this one was by Rav Yoel Ben-Nun. This one I do remember. This was Rav Yoel. There's a different one by... Anyway, Rav Yoel Ben-Nun points out, he says, it's actually really striking. We've talked about this before, that all these stories are stories about how do you function? Right, this, Yosef, Esther, how do you function in foreign culture? How do you deal with a culture regime? And he points out that in Daniel you have this very interesting thing. Daniel, the book switches to Aramaic. What does that indicate? What does the switch to Aramaic indicate?
Golos.
Yeah, right? Not just Golos. Forced acculturation. Right? What is Daniel's response?
Stand up. Or to fit in.
Hebrew? No.
Hebrew.
No. Oh. No.
Aramaic. You speak Aramaic.
No. Is to yes, but what? But to? Yes. And? As we'll see, to teach about Judaism in Aramaic to Nebuchadnezzar, meaning the one solution is to say, I'll keep my principles front and center, and I'll take the trappings of culture as long as necessary. And he points out, when in Daniel does it switch back to Hebrew? It switches back, basically, after you see the waning of the empire towards the end of the book, it switches back to Hebrew. And he thinks that that is metaphorical, that when he had no choice, he switched to Aramaic, but he stood by his culture and he used the Aramaic as a way to express Judaism in the local, right, in ways that the local culture would understand, right? And it, but as soon as he can switch back to Hebrew, he switches back to Hebrew, right? As soon as the government starts to wane in power and that overpowering need to fit in, it falls away, so he switches. What about Esther? Esther have any Aramaic?
No.
Not Bechlal. Right? But what else doesn't have? And what else doesn't have? They all assimilate. Right? They all assimilate. Right? Meaning, on the surface. Right? And the irony of how the book is written is that it's Legamre in Hebrew. Right? But it's a book where God is hidden. Where their Judaism isn't hidden until the last moment. Right? Because Esther is like, the opposite. Is I'm not going to teach... I can't teach the world anything. On the outside, I'm completely not Jewish. But when we talk among ourselves, we talk about Judaism. Right? He points out that the way language is used in the books is actually, right, fits the ethos of the book. In Daniel, Daniel is integrated as a Jew in the royal court. So it's in Aramaic, but he's very front and center, in your face, Jewish. And therefore, he can educate the king about Judaism. In Esther, there's no hope. So, Judaism completely hidden. But the book is told in Hebrew. Right?
You think it'd be the opposite.
No, because I know, the key. Right? These are two opposite models. Right? Right? I mean, he goes through each case where Aramaic comes up. Right? In Ezra. And, right? He goes through every book and how it... Right? But just to contrast those two books, right, it's striking. Right? The on the surface, everything is secular. But the story is told among Jews in Hebrew. Right? Right? That's the... Right? It's... We're Jewish. We talk Jewish. Right? Because that's all we can do. But like... Right? When we're... But everything on the surface, but everything outside is not. Right? Daniel is a different model. And this is where it switches, right? So this is where it switches to Hebrew. And I've said this before to the guys who've been to my house for Shabbos or just... You've been to my house for Shabbos?
No.
Okay, so you have to come to my house for Shabbos? You also have to come to my house for Shabbos. But you've been here 2 years. How do you not come to my house for Shabbos? Honestly. You can all come. You can all come to Shabbos. Good. We'll make a Shabbos. You can all three come together. Yes. Great. Exactly. Figure out a Shabbos. We'll do it, okay? That what Zemer, if I pointed out, is a commentary on Daniel, essentially, and conversation on Daniel maybe is better. Karibo Nola.
Right.
It's in Aramaic, but the themes of it are, right? The themes of it are Mashiach is coming. What? What? Karibo Nola.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's one of the Zmiros, right? I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Right? It's written in Aramaic, and the themes of it are leaving Golos, God's name being great, right? And the central metaphor of the song is leaving Golos is like leaving the claws of the lions, right? Of the lion, right? Mipum Arivata, right? Those images and themes are pulled from here, but in Aramaic. Now, so this is what happens. Vayedabru akazdim lamelech aramit. And now it switches. Malkal almin chaye. Right, king, you shall live forever. Listen, tell us the dream, we'll interpret it. Right? But Mapito, what is this? You're asking us what the dream was? We have no clue. And what does he say to him? He is capricious to... The kings in Daniel are like cynical, sadistic. Uh-huh. It's crazy. What does he say? Ane malkei fa amar lekaz daya. Lekaz the Kazdae.
Wait, the Kazdae, are these the Jews?
No, no, no. These are Chachmei HaMazalot, right? The Ebenezer says. These are Chaldean astrologers.
Okay, okay. So
right? They're astrologers.
There's no Jews yet.
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. Not yet.
Got it.
He says, V'amar l'kazdei, miltam mini azda, hein lo tu'udanani chalmav v'shrei adamin didavdun v'adechon nivali yitashmun, yitshamun, yitsamun. It's God. Oh, God. What does he say to him? Where he says, if you don't tell me my dream, I'm going to kill you and destroy your homes. Okay?
Okay.
Right? Okay. He says,
I have the Hebrew English. I'll let you do your job.
And what does he say? Right as he says. Right? Something like that. Right? Right? No?
Yeah, you shall be torn from
limb. Yeah, nice. There you go. Torn from limb, that's even better. He says,
actually, this says meaning uncertain. It could be.
Yeah, okay, there. I'm not the only one.
Ruins.
Right, I'm not. Right, okay. Right, it could be. Okay, fine. Vehein chalmo fishrei tachavon matnonu nizevi karsagita gablum mikadamai lohein chalmo fishrei hachavoni. Said, listen, if you get it right, I'll give you a reward. I'll give you a reward. I'll give you so much money. But if you don't, right? Ane tinyanut. So ano tinyanut v'amrin. Malka chelmei yemar labdoshuneha nachafei. So he said a second time, we're willing to interpret the dream, man. Just. By the way, what is amazing about this moment? Besides the fact that they right, it's just dramatic. But what's amazing about it in terms of parallelism? Yes, there's one dream but two attempts at interpretation, as opposed to two dreams with one attempt at interpretation. Right? Right? Is it beautiful? It's a beautiful, beautiful. Right? But anyway, but it's beautiful. Anyway, Anna Malka the Amar. Min yatsiv yadana di idona antun zavnin. This is like crazy. He says, I know you're just buying time. What are you talking about? Right? Kol kavel di chazeitun di azdamine milta. Right? He says, right? You're just buying time. Right? That's, right? Like, literally. Right? Yeah. Buying. Zavnun. Right? That phrase is, it's not just, I mean, this is not just, by the way, a paraphrase.
Right.
That's literally what this idiom means. Right? He says, Minyatsiv yada ana. I know the idana time atnin zavnin. You are buying, right? You are buying time. That's literally what that means.
Well, what's the like comparison between this and uncle's Aramaic?
This is much purer Aramaic.
Pure meaning older.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, no, uncle is pretty pure, but this is even like older, purer
so this is
Aramaic. Yeah. Oh, impossible. Yeah, uncle is much easier than this, uh-huh. Right? And he says, "Kol kavel di chazeitun di azdom mini milta," which is, how do they translate it? It's right. It's Rashi says, "Kol kineget shatem roim shalach min adavar v'tem fulim lagid lecha," meaning you've already seen that it's come out of my mouth, right? Meaning I've already told you. I want you to tell me my dream, not just interpret it. You're just buying time. This is just right. This is just. You're just wasting my time, right? Don't pretend that you think I'm going to give you the dream. You know I'm not, right? I already told you what I want from you. Din chalma lo tohodanani. I am not telling you the dream, right? Chadahi datchon umila chidva ushichata his man
his
damintun. You're right. His damintun. No, kri his damintun. Lime amar kadamai ad idona yishtane lohin chalma av amar liv indodi fishrei tehachavunani. Right. And translate that. God, I mean, talk out of your chair. Right. He says the dream. Right.
That if you do not make the dream known to me, there is but one verdict for you. You have conspired to tell me something false and fraudulent until circumstances change. So relate the dream to me, and then I will know that you can tell it to me.
Our schedule, how long the process?
Okay. I know Kazdae Kadamalka. So they said to the Chaldean, said to the king, Amrin, look, ite enish al yabeshta. What does that mean?
There's no one.
There is no one. What's yabeshta? On the firmament. Right. There is no one on earth.
Yeah.
Right? Dimilat Malka Yuchal Lahachavei. Who can tell you, can show you what the king wants? Are you people out of your mind?
Right.
By the way, what's the answer to this?
Good translation.
Right?
And justify over the excitement about this.
Yes, it's great. Yeah. What?
Over
wait.
The pyramid.
Bidiuk, the answer is going to be at the end of the parak, which is, you're right. The amazing thing is Daniel is not going to answer. What is Daniel going to say to him? And he's literally going to say this to him. You are correct. There is not a person on earth who could answer that.
But God can.
But God can, and he told me.
It's like,
and who said that? Mila b'mila. No! Yosef!
Oh, I see, I see.
Right? I heard from God, and Paro said to him, now that we see that Ruach, that there's only one person, but Ruach Elokim Bo, let's appoint him as viceroy. And what is Nebuchadnezzar going to do? Now that there's only one person, right? Now, so I was listening to this other shir when I was traveling, and she points out, I'll look back who it was. I have to figure out which one it was. This trip was just like endless. It was just like downloaded, whatever, right? That she thinks that if you want to follow a theme through Tanakh, it's that at every critical moment in Jewish history, there is Tanakh emphasizes there are people placed to re-educate the world about the truths of God. So Mitzrayim, we know what was the point of Mitzrayim. Right?
Allow the people to settle in.
No. Right. What does he say? No, what is the Psukim say in Vayera? Right?
To show the Jews' hardship.
No, to teach Paro.
Oh,
okay. Right? To teach Paro that there's a God. Right?
Really?
Yes. Oh, you don't believe me, so I'll read it to you.
Oh, no, I believe you.
No. I want you to believe me. No, I want you to know. Not just don't. No, you know the rule. The rule is never, ever, ever believe me. Right? Right? Right.
Wait, one more time. You said the purpose of Mitzrayim was to teach
of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Of
the process of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
No, not
of Mitzrayim. The process of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The way it happened, the way the Sfarno says it is, why did it have to happen in 10 Makot, right? Or in Makot in this long process because it was an educational process, right? Meant to teach Paro. Right, meant to teach Paro, ideally the Egyptians. Right, it becomes teaching the Jews only in Bo.
Right.
Right. Right.
Like when Paro, keeps saying no.
Correct. Right, because he says to him.
Didn't God harden his heart?
No, only at the end. Until then, he hardened his own. He strengthens his heart. Be very careful. Right, there's a difference. So, what does he say to him? I have to just find where Moshe talks to Paro. No, this isn't fighting. Goes to Egypt. There we go. Come to Paro. Right? He says to him. Right? I mean, this happened several times, but he says, Vayomer Paro, mi Adonai asher shma bekolo l'shalayach Yisrael, lo yadati Adonai, v'gamet Yisrael lo l'shalayach. Right? What is he saying? I don't know God. Why should I send them out? So what does he tell him? Right? Remember, this is a process. He says, oh, yeah, Ephraim, shalach, enu, right? And the makot are all, right? He tries to, right, to convince. I want the most explicit pasuk. Yeah, here we go. Right? Hashem says, I'll read it. Vani akshed leif paro, v'irbeid yirodai v'nmavtai b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'lo yishma aleichem paro. He won't listen to you. V'natati yedi Mitzrayim, I'll have to punish them. Why? V'otzeit yitzivotai et ami v'nei shom eretz v'fam b'shvatim gdolim, v'yadu Mitzrayim. Ki ani Adonai bin toti et yadi al Mitzrayim votei bnei shom idocham, and Egypt will know that I'm God. Right? The point is to teach Egypt. And she points out that at each stage in history, like these major turning points, there are these moments of education. If you think about it, right? The Jews go down to Mitzrayim, beginning. Yaakov leaves Mitzrayim, takes the message with him. Yosef educates the superpower then. The Jews leave Mitzrayim. The ultimate goal is to teach Mitzrayim. Right, to teach the world there is a God. He cares. He's involved. Hashgacha. He knows. Right. That's exactly what it's oriented to. Here we have this galus. There's a superpower again. They think they've destroyed. They're destroying the Beit HaMikdash. Right. They've won over God. What does the world need at that moment? someone to come back and teach the world there is a God and he's more important than you. You think you conquered the Beit HaMikdash, you think you're better than God, let me remind you who's God. How is that going to happen? We go back to Mitzrayim, there's going to be a dream he doesn't understand, and remember, what is the ultimate moment? When does it educate? Right? When the Chartumei Mitzrayim say to Paro, Etzba Elohimi. Right? That is the finger of God. And what do they say here? Ein Enish Al Yabeshta. There's no human being. This is impossible, if not for the fact that there's a God. Right? They open the Petach. And then Daniel comes and says, yes, that's exactly the point. There is no human being. But understand it. There's a God. This is, right, every time. And I thought it was a brilliant read of Tanakh. Right, that every time you have these moments where the world isn't, right, there's a upheaval. There's a new superpower who imagine themselves as God. Who, right? God does something to re-educate humanity. Right? He does something big. Right? Sancheirev. Right? Sancheirev and Chizkiyahu. Right? Sancheirev thinks he's Melech HaOlam. Right? All the Assyrians. Right? What text do we have left over from Assyria? I am Ashurbanipal, king of the world. Right? Ashurbanipal thought he was king of the world. Right? That was how the Assyrians thought of themselves. So what do? He comes to Yerushalayim and he falls to Chizkiyahu. Right? I told you, in historians ask why, they have some book like this, where historians wrote a fascinating book on what is the one most important moment in the history of the world, right? That if it had changed, it would shape world history. And one of the historians there said, the battle at Sancheirev versus Chizkiyahu. Because?
They hold it up.
Yes. Well, he said whether it happened or not, the point is that Judaism, Christianity, Islam are all possible because there was someone who challenged the possibility of a God, which is literally what it says in all the versions that we have of that story, that he said, don't listen because none of the pagan gods helped the other people. Why do you think your God will help you? If at that moment he had won, he was framed a theological war, right? That there is a king who is greater than the gods, right? And if we didn't have the belief that God could overpower that, religion would have died. But that's basically his claim, right? That the founding story of Judaism, Christianity, right, actually comes back to this moment over and over again, right? That that God is above even the emperors. So you have it here again, right? So, but it's set up by this, by the Chartumim saying there is no person in the world called Kaveh del Kol Melech Rav Vishalit Milach Hedina Lo Shael Chol Chartum Vashaf Chazdin. He said that's why no other king has asked any wise man, any magician, any astrologer. No one has ever asked that question before. You crazy person? Didn't say that. He already said he was going to kill them and destroy them. Whatever. That was a bad idea, right? Umilta Di Malka Sheel Yakira. But what you're asking is, right, Yakira, right? It's impossible, right? It's kaved mode, right? It's valuable, right? Whatever. V'acharan lo iti zichavonin kadam malka lohen elohen dimidarhon in bisra lo iso. No one can answer and human beings, only God. Right? They set it up, right? This is such a setup. This book is beautiful, right? It says there is no human being who can answer that. The only one who can answer it is God. Kol kavel dina malka binas utzi. Tzaf sagi, v'amar lehovada l'kol chamkimi vavel. And then in his wonderful moment, what was his solution? Kill every wise man in the entire empire. Right? Kill, or at least the capital, I don't know. Kill every wise man in Vavel. That's it, right?
You're crazy.
That was
it. Well, it's not. Yeah.
Well, here's another thing. Yes.
It is to kill. It's just weird language.
The Hovada is to destroy, is to be Movid, right? La'abed. Yeah. Yeah, and where's that language from?
No,
where's the language from? Thank you!
From what?
Purim! La'abed et kol ha'yehudim b'chol midinot ha'melech achashverosh. Yes, it is a Hebrew translation.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
No, it's not. No, not in that way. That particular phrase is from Esther. And you know what else is from Esther? The next Pasuk. Because why were the Jews destroyed? How did they want to destroy the Jews? What happened? Vayetzei dat hamelech. What's the next Pasuk here? Vidata nafka. The dot went out. Right? This is literally, there's not even a translation. That is one of the non-Hebrew words in Esther, which is dat. Right? The law. Right? The law went out to destroy all people in Shushan HaBirah, or Bavel. This is literally, right, same thing. So this time it's not the Jews are being killed, it's the wise men. Because remember we said that their stories are in conversation, but they're inversions of each other? They are, because in that story, right, they want to destroy the Jews, so who saves them? Someone who pretends to be not Jewish and last minute pulls, right? What's going to happen here?
They're going to die and Daniel...
They're about to die and Daniel is going to, by being Jewish, save them all. Right? Again, these are inverse stories. Right? These stories are totally... Right? These are two completely different models of what it looks like to exist in Galus.
Right, he wants to kill wise men because... No, they weren't able to interpret.
Correct, and he's just angry.
Okay.
So he says, Vidata nafka... Yeah, that's when they said, you're crazy. Yeah. Vidata nafka v'chakimaya mitkatlin. The law goes out and they already start killing. And he just goes, start killing, killing. Uvo Daniel v'chavroi lehitkatala. And so they start looking for Daniel and his friends to kill them.
Because they're wise men.
Because they're wise men, right? And now you have this amazing Esther parallel.
Sure.
So uve'o means, so I'm not sure that that's what it means. Va'o means to, right, is litvakesh. Right, Rashi, I'm translating Rashi. Nitbakshu, they're looking for them. Whether they're about to kill them, they're seeking out killing them. It means to seek out. Does that mean they're looking for them, they're about to kill them? Not clear, right? I think it's maybe a little bit softer, right? Now, the amazing thing, though, is now we're going to get another Esther parallel here. They come to kill them, and what does Daniel say? What's going on? Why is everybody crying? I don't know what's going on. Right? No one told me. Right? Remember Esther?
Yeah.
Right? The one in the court? What's going on? Why is everybody crying? What's all this? Right? Right? And someone has to tell them. Right? So he says, "Banein Daniel hatev atam uteim l'aryoch ravta b'chayed yimalkad." In fact, v'katal l'chagami b'avel. Right? So Daniel, no. The first pasuk is that. The second pasuk is they're brought to the ravta b'chaya, which is, by the way, what story is that borrowing from? Ravta b'chaya means the head of executioners. Where's that one from? Yes, ravta, right? Sar hatabachim, right? Which either means the chief executioner or the chief cook, but it's not clear. But whatever it is, Rav Tabachaya is the translation of Sarah Tabachim, which is
chief butcher.
That's what it means. No, that's exactly the ambiguous. Yes, it literally means chief butcher, and it's ambiguous whether it means in both stories. By the way, in Yosef there's machlokas also. Does it mean the chief butcher or the chief executioner? Right here, it's clear it's the chief executioner, but the language is on purpose the same one. Daniel is brought to the Sarah Tabachim. Right, this should sound very familiar. Right, like Yosef, but also Esther. Right, also Esther. Anava Amar L'Aryoch Shalita Di Malka Amadata Mechaftso Min Kadam Malka Adai Milta Hodaryoch L'Daniel. What is going on? Why are you going to kill me? So he told him. So Daniel got up, or went up, Uve'amin Malka, and he requested from the king, Dizman Yintin Li Ufishrei L'Chavai Malka. Give me a few days to answer it. Now, what is shocking here? There's so many things that are amazing in this pasuk, right? What's amazing in this pasuk? Tell me what's amazing in this pasuk. Remember, why did he want to kill all the officers? And you're buying time. And what does Daniel say?
Oh, buy me time.
Buy me time. Is it sure? Right. Which is where you start seeing hashgacha. Right. Literally, he killed them. Right. It's highlighting the hashgacha here. It's not just he literally. The other ones, he claims they're buying time when they're not. They just have no idea what to do. They're begging him. And what does Daniel literally say? Can I buy time? And he says, "Oh, sure. That's fine. Right. That's totally fine. Right." And what else does this pasuk remind you of? Who else does this? Esther! Right? Esther! Right? Right? Esther! I'm not going to tell you what I want. Give me some time. Come to a meal. Right? And the king's getting angry. Just tell me what you want. No, come back tomorrow. Right? These delay tactics. Right? Okay. Edayin Daniel Levite Azal. So he went to his house. And he calls in Hanani Mishal Vazaria. Now, by the way, what's beautiful about this pasuk?
It's the same as Zeresh.
Come on, no. What's beautiful is language. In this pasuk, it's all their Hebrew names. Right? In this pasuk, right? He's now wants to consult with the Jews. He needs Hashem's help. Suddenly, their Aramaic names disappear. All four of them are their Hebrew names. Right? It's beautiful, right? In the middle of the Aramaic, right? You have to pay attention.
Wait, so why did it stick with Daniel? Is Daniel's...
Right? Daniel is Hebrew. These are his Hebrew names.
I'm saying that Daniel is Aramaic.
Yes, this is also the irony of the book, right? Is that they are named Aramaic in the beginning of the book, but they consistently...
Are called, okay,
right? Jewish. Except when they're actually talking to the king, they keep their Jewish name, right? As opposed to who?
Yosef
is identical to this. Yosef is given a Mitzri name and it's never used again.
Right.
Right? We find out he has an Egyptian name, but the rest of the book is like Yosef.
What is it?
Tzavna Paneach.
Oh, Esther.
Right? The pasuk says he has an Egyptian name. Paro called him Tzavna Paneach. No. Yosef is identical to Daniel. Right? We know he has an Aramaic name or an Egyptian name, but he keeps it. Esther, right? Her name is Hadassah. She only uses Esther, and Mordechai is even worse. Right? Because Mordechai... We don't even know his Hebrew name.
Oh,
Mordechai is right?
Yeah. Really?
It's probably, right? It might be related to Marduk, right? Which is, was the chief god, right? It's just a straight up, right, Persian name, right?
But Esther means like star or something?
Or Ishtar or something, yeah. Okay. Anyways, so he says, V'rachamin l'miva mitkadam Eloi Shmaya Araza Dina. So he said, let's daven to God. We gotta daven to God for the secrets. Right? Dilo Yehovdin Daniel v'chavroim sharchakmi Bavel. Because he said, we don't want to be destroyed. Daniel and our friends, right? He's talking third person. Daniel and his friends, we don't want to be destroyed. Right? With everybody else. Edain le Daniel v'chazia dilelia Raza gale edain Daniel brich lela Shmaya. So the secret is revealed in a dream during the night and he blesses God. Right? Oh, thank God. I just got it. Okay. Anai Daniel Amar. Lehave Shmei Di Elaha Mivarach Min Alma Viar Alma. Sound familiar?
Yes.
Kaddish, right? This is where it comes from.
Wait.
Right?
Wait, this is where.
Yes, this is the influence.
Okay, one. And two.
Yes. By the way, why is this?
Wait,
well, think about it. By the way, why is this true? Why is it in Aramaic like this? Think about it. Because why is it in Aramaic? Why is Kaddish in Aramaic? Why is it from Daniel? No, come on. Yehei Shlomo Rabba Mivarach Lolam, right? What is that?
Sometimes my mind just wires wrong.
Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. What's the problem? We're in a world where God's name is not yet complete. We're praying that it will be complete. Right? Let it become great. Right? Because we're living in a world where that's not a given. So you say it in Aramaic. Right? Meaning, we're in Galus, right? The world isn't perfect, but we're declaring God. Right? We're hoping that will bring perfection, right? There's a deep theological reason to draw it from Daniel.
Yeah.
Right?
Why do they mention Malachim then? That the Malachim can't understand it?
We'll get to it. Anyways.
Wait, so there's no indication that Daniel was...
What?
There's no indication that Daniel
can
talk to God.
No. It's a machlokas. Correct. It's a machlokas. It's also machlokas whether he's really a Navi. Right? Or this is like lower level. Is it actual Navua or like some sort of... Right. Whether this is real Navua or something lower than that. Not clear. So he says... Dichachmata gvorte dilehi. To him whose strength and power... Right? Wisdom and power is his. Vuhu mashnei dona vizimnaya mahade malchin malchin yahev chakmata lechakimen umindaalia devina. And he, what does he do?
He gives knowledge to.
He gives knowledge to the wise. He gives power to the kings. Right, from him wisdom comes. Hu gole amikta. By the way, this is a Yosef reference. He reveals secrets. How is that a Yosef reference? Thank you. That's what Yosef's name means in Egyptian. Safnat Paneach, the revealer of secrets. It's the translation in Egyptian of Golei Amikta. Right? Literally. Right? Literally. Right? This is literally just paraphrased into Aramaic. God is Golei Amikta. Right? If you don't know it, this Daniel is one of those books that is just like beautiful. In it. Yes, the Aramaic is hard. But it is beautifully written. Right. It's beautifully written. He says, "Hu gole amikta u mistirata." Right? He reveals and hides secrets. Yoda ma v'chashocha. He knows what is in the darkness. Hu nahuri me shire. And light is with him. Or he is in light, or something like that. He know, right? He dwells. Right? Light dwells with him. Loch elah av avahati mehodei umishabea umishabach anadi chachmata ugvurta yavtli ukan hodatani dimenach minach dimilat malka hodatena. Right? Blah, blah, blah. I thank you, God, for the wisdom that you have given me, and you've told me what it is that the king wants. Okay? Kolkavi dina Daniel. So he runs, he goes to the butcher, to the slaughterer, who's about to kill everybody. And he says, "Azal v'chiramar lelachakimival, al tovaid." It's like, it's great. It's just right. Don't kill them, right? Haleni kadamalka v'shrei lamalka chavei. Bring me to him. I have the secret. I have the solution. Right? It's such a dramatic book, also, yeah. Right? Like it illustrates it so beautifully, right? He literally runs in, and the guy's executing. He's like, "No, hold the sword," right?
It's pretty cool.
Adayin Aryoch Behit Behola. Right? It's not just me, by the way, who thinks that this is dramatic. Daniel thinks it's dramatic, right? What is Idayin Aryoch Behit Behola mean? Right?
Maybe not.
No, Behola is, right?
Like tremble.
What does it say by Yosef? And by Haman? Vayimaharu, they quick, right? They rushed them. That's what it means, right? Behala. They rushed them. He rushes him, right? Han ala Daniel kadamalka v'chein amar levi ashkachat givar min b'nei galuta di Yehud di fishrei l'malka Yehudai. And here's where this woman points out, right? Look how he's introduced, right? What does she say? I found you. Someone from the Judean exile has the secret, right? He's identified as a Jew.
Right.
And this is Yosef, right? Who said this exactly? Sar Hamashkim said, I was in jail and there was an Ivri. Right? There was an Ivri. There was a Jew, right? Who can tell a dream. And here, he's identified as a Jew. Again, this is the Yosef model, not the Esther model. Right, and this is her point. Right, there's this education going on. Ana Malkav Amaru Daniel Dishmei Belshazzar. Now, watch, isn't that a beautiful pasuk? Right, what does he say? He said to Daniel, whose name is Belshazzar. Right, Daniel is pointing out. Right, meaning he is Daniel, but the king calls him Belshazzar. Right, but his identity. Okay, let's just we'll finish that. Okay, Ha'itach Kahel Lohodatani Chama Dichazedu Fishrei. You know the secret. You know what it is? Ana Daniel Kadamalka V'amar Rizadi Malki Sha'el Lo Hakim in Ashvin Chatumin Gazrin Yachin Lachavela Malka. Your secret, no wise man can tell you the answer. Biram Iti, and this is where she points out, you can't deny, this is an explicitly educational moment. What does he say? You're right. No wise man can know it. Just like your Chatumim said. But what? Biram iti ela bishmaya. I have a God in heaven. Right? I have a God in heaven, meaning not biabeshta. Right? Not on land. Galei razin. He reveals secrets, meaning he is tafnat paneach. Right? Not the person. Right? This is the translation, right? Galei razin. Behuda limalka Nebuchadnezzar. By the way, when is that from? Yosef, remember? He's letting the king know. Remember? This is exactly what Yosef said. God is making known his will, what is about to happen to the king.
Right.
He wants to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. He told it while your head was on your bed. Right? Which is also a quote from. So let's read two more pesukim and then I'll let you go to share it, right? We won't get to the interpretation, but let's just get to what he's to prove this point, right? That this is meant to be educational, right? That the whole point of this is Daniel, who is Belshazzar, right? It's just an amazing moment where if you focus on how language and name is used in the book, it's drawing attention to that. He is Daniel, but he's called Belshazzar. That's why he can say this. He is Daniel, right? But he speaks Aramaic, right? That's the point. Right? And he says, Ant Malka, you king, Rayonech Amishkavech Sliku, Madilahave Achare Dina, Vigale Razayodach, Madilahave, right? What's going to happen? He told you while you were sleeping. Vana and I, Lo Vichachmadi Itibi. It's not the wisdom that's in me. Min Kolchaya Rizad Dina Galeli, Lahain Al Divrat Pishre, La Malka Yavin Rayonech, Livavech Tinde. Right? It's not, right? What is, so what does he say? Right? How do you translate this one? Right?
What?
What did he translate this one, Lamed? Right? Right? He said, not with the wisdom that's with me. Right? Because from all, right? Min kol chai rizot, right? Right, what does it say?
It says, not because my wisdom is any greater than other creatures
right.
that the mystery has been revealed to me, but in order that the mystery should be made known to the king, that you may know the thoughts of
him. Right. So if we stop here, we'll see the interpretation, I guess, next time, right? But this is what he says to him, right? The drama is less about what's saying, right? The drama is this moment, right? That Dania, right? You just listen to the way it's saying, right? They pull him out. The Jew knows, right? And he comes, Daniel, his identity is Daniel, but he's called Belshazzar, and he's the one who can come and teach him, right? There is a God in this world, and he knows, right? And I mean, what we'll see next time after we won't see the interpretation, right? But just to, right? You'll see that at the end, what's going to happen, right? We'll see it more inside, is that in the end of it, in Memvav, right, Nebuchadnezzar falls on his face, bows to God, right, and says, right, it's true, right, like, right, you're right, like, you know, everything you say is true, God, you know, I buy it, right, that's essentially what happens, right, this, like, amazing moment, he's just so floored, right, literally floored, like, he falls on the floor, right, he collapses, right, and, right, that is really the drama in Daniel, right, so that's what's happening, it's this drama of inculcating sort of externally into the culture in terms of like the trappings of culture. He's part of the royal court, he speaks Aramaic, he's called Belshazzar, but in the end of the day, he's Daniel. Everyone identifies him as one of the people who left Judea, and he uses that to spread the name of God.
Right?
Right? Okay. I love this.